Back in the days when the microphone sucked, this is how we sounded, and you still showed up. So we thank you. So we thank you. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to business, business, back to business, back to business, back. I thought I was gonna rap, but I stopped that. All that. Drop that. Say that. Feel it. You already know what it is in the building when you reach the ceiling. Oh! Drinking the juice, but it ain't gin. Going out this weekend, but I ain't seeing. Ah! Wah! You already know what it is, man. You already know what it is. I'm gonna do something crazy. I'm gonna try to do the whole pod without saying my name. Now, I know you're probably listening like, oh, that's easy, not for me. So I saw this counselor. He said I'm a narcissist. And I think
that's malarkey.
I don't like it. Okay? It ain't cool. It is not okay. It's not okay. Alright?
He just didn't understand what I was trying to do. He didn't understand where I was coming from. He didn't understand. Sometimes you just love yourself more than you love others. But in all seriousness,
man. Should probably cut that out, but I'm not going to. Anyway, what's up, guys? You already know who it is. The host with the most. Finding Nemo, a.k.a. Nemo Host. I don't even really know if that's, like, inappropriate. I think it's just funny, honestly. Like, I don't actually feel that way. You know, if anybody ever wondered why I say that. So, yeah. You already know what it is, man. It's the guy who loves gummy bears. Check it out. We're gonna start it off like this, man. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back with the jump off. Goons in the club, case some jump off, you know what I mean? But here's some easy listening for now.
Yeah. Yeah. These are my one St. Thomas flows. Me, my niggas, and some Madonna hoes. They look just like virgins, but trust they down to go. Yeah, discussing life and all our common goals. Smart kids that smoke weed on a roll. Look how the champagne diamonds glow. Fine dining, pour another glass when the wine is low. I'm in the crib stacking money from here to the ceiling. Whatever it is I got is clearly appealing. These other rappers getting that inferior feeling. I hope you feel it in your soul.
Spiritual healing.
Take a look at yourself, the mirror's revealing. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. The theory is brilliant. People ask how music is going, I heard it pays.
I just came off making
2 million in 30 days.
Damn.
I guess it does what the message was. Sometimes I feel I'll be spending my money
just because.
But Weezy, I'm just out here repping us till I get to shake the hand of the man that's blessing us. Yeah, I know these niggas miss the mean lyrics. Kush got the room smelling like Team Spirit. I'd ask kindly if no one out here would bring the feet up. Until I lose for now,
the game single leader.
I fly private so no one tells me to bring my seat up and book a suite with me and your favorite singer meet up.
Who you like? Tell me who it is. I know.
Make sure that woman is the next one on my list. I should call it a night.
You know what I mean? It's been a while since I heard that song, man. That was Drake, 9 a.m. in Dallas. That was actually supposed to be the intro to Thank Me Later. But he didn't put it there. And I definitely think that was a mistake. That should have been on there. It could have been part of the great intros, you know. Say what you want about Drake, but any album that you listen to by Drake, the intro and the conclusions are always fire. Fur. You know what I mean? Always. But hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Boop, 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 Boop podcast. You know, I actually thought about changing the name of my podcast. I was like, maybe we can
do something a little different. But
I decided not to do that because for why? You know what I'm saying? For why? For why? For why? But yeah. So here it is. What is today's date? Let's check it out. I just woke up. Today is April 12th. All right. So last year about this time, I was doing the zodiac signs and all that good stuff. I don't care about that no more. So it's dead. It's dead. So yeah, man. Today I want to just talk a little bit about random things that come to my head, but mainly cancel culture, because everybody's getting canceled in the culture and it's not okay. All right, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand when everybody's palate got so sensitive. You know, there was a time when you used to go to your like family house and they would just dog you. You know what I mean? Like, your family would come at you sideways all day. Look at you. You ain't got no job. Broke ass. How you talking about anybody? You, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, it used to be the thing. Now it's just like, we live in a world full of sissies. It's crazy. Also, I stream now. I can't tell you what the stream is called until the pod is at the end, because I said I wouldn't say my name. But I stream. I've been on Elden Ring a lot. Like, a lot. Got a new desk. It's pretty cool. It's a corner desk. It's got, like, tempered glass on it. Looks pretty dope, actually. Maybe I'll put it on Instagram. Oh, wait! I don't have any social medias. Yeah, I deleted all that poison, man. For how long? Who knows? But I actually only watch TikTok now. And I used to talk all kinds of craziness about TikTok, but since I don't have any other social media, it's like, oh, whatever. You know, I don't mind. I don't really watch anything important. Watch, like, you know, the girls that are supposed to be gym rats or whatever, but really all they do is, like, twerk. Well, they don't call it twerking. You know, they do, like, the, I know, my tool out. And then, you know, whatever. Yeah. Would you stop? I hope that didn't mess up everything. Oh, man. So my mixer, like, I'm still recording, obviously, but my mixer, it, like, cuts off from my computer. Like, they just have a love-hate relationship, so it'll just randomly, like, disconnect, reconnect. It's really weird. Oh, man, what in the world? Oh, I hope everybody's doing good. I'm sorry. I haven't made a pod in so long, y'all. Like, you know, life goes on. But I support you listening. Before we start for real, I saw this post a long time ago, because I wrote this in, I wrote this March 31st, 2021 at 8 a.m. That's crazy. So my cousin must have posted this. I'm pretty sure it was Olivia, because she's the only person that posted weird shit like this. But it said, how do you know that the person you're laying next to is not out to get you? My answer to that is, if you really feel that way about anybody, why are you even there? Just a weird post. You know what I mean? Like, why? Why? Why are you even there? You know, if you feel like somebody's out to get you, you probably should lay next to them. Ooh, shucks. Man, I feel like the world is watching me right now, and it's just me in a room right now. But I feel like there's a bunch of eyes on me. It's like, you better not mess up. Better not mess up. You know? But, yeah, man, cancel culture. So I got a bunch of stuff written down, right? Like, a lot of stuff written down. And it actually might not be that much. I kind of want to read it, but at the same time, I kind of want to freestyle a little bit. But, well, I guess we can start out like this, right? Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You know what I didn't do? Y'all know what I didn't do. Oh, wait. Let's see if we can find it. Uh-oh. Dang. Let me see. There it is. Oh, man. I can't believe I did that. What else, Smitty? How can you not vibe to this? There's people that be like, your intro's too long. Do you hear this? Do you hear the music? This is a vibe. This is
a vibe.
If you have some subs in your car, this is knocking. See, I didn't even let it fade all the way out that time. But, yeah, man. Like, be like, your intro's too long. I mean, I guess you could say that, but it's a minute and 8 seconds. If you listen to the whole thing from start to finish, it's a minute and 8 seconds, bro. Like, and it's a vibe, bro. Like, I told Kevin, yo, I need intro music for my podcast, right? He gave me, like, a couple songs or whatever. Like, that's it. Like, it just gets you in, mellows you out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Clear your mind, free thinking, you know what I'm saying? Come into the atmosphere, let's, atmosphere. I don't even know if I said that right the first time. You know what I'm saying? Let's cool out, you know what I mean? I ain't even got to walk in with my but yeah, cancel culture. Or, it's also known as call out culture. I don't like that term. That's ugly. But, I'm also about to eat some sweet tarts, so I'm sorry for the noise. I got the big old, like, you know, industrial box from Wally World. It's not really an industrial box, it's only a dollar. But it's just so cheaply made, it's crazy. Like, I think these are the Wonka people too, right? Sweet tarts. I don't know who makes sweet tarts. I thought it was the Wonka people. If you don't know what a sweet tart is, it looks like a heartburn medicine, like Tums. But yeah. Anyway, cancel culture, man, is a modern form of ostracism in which someone thrust out of social media or professional circles, whether it be online, social media, or in person. Those who are subject to this ostracism are said to have been canceled. The expression cancel culture has mostly negative connotations and is commonly used in debates of free speech and censorship. Canceled. We know somebody who's recently gotten crazy nonsense going on, you know, quote unquote got canceled, Mr. Willard Smith. A lot of y'all think his name is William. It's actually Willard. I learned that when I was in fifth grade. The reason that I learned Will Smith's real name was because we had Bad Boys on DVD. And I used to always, like, when I got a DVD, I used to go through everything. All the extended cuts or, like, the deleted scenes and commentary. Like, I would do everything on the DVD. Like, exhaust all options. And they had a bio thing on there with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. That's how I figured out Martin Lawrence was born in Germany. And he used to be a boxer, bro. It's crazy. I was like, what? But, yeah, his name is Willard Smith, man. Willard, I slapped the taste out your mouth, Smith. He also slapped that one reporter for trying to kiss him in the mouth. I think a lot of y'all forgot about that. But the notion of cancel culture is a variant on the term call-out culture. It constitutes a form of boycotting involving an individual, usually a celebrity, who's deemed to have acted or spoken in a questionable or controversial matter. For those on the receiving end of cancel culture, the consequences can lead to loss of reputation, income, and it can also be, like, super hard to recover. Now, some people that have been canceled that we know of, like Bill Cosby, you know what I mean? Like, obviously. The baby got canceled. The baby is an anomaly in this because so far he's the only person who actually got canceled, like, for real, and, like, bounced out of it. A lot of people get canceled for, like, sexual crimes and stuff like that, you know, like Harvey Weinstein and what's my boy from Guardians of the Galaxy writer, James Gunn. He was canceled for like 2 seconds. Let's see, who else got canceled? There's a couple of YouTube people that got canceled for saying, like, the N-word. Oh, no, man. People want to cancel, like, South Park, stuff like that. Jenna Marbles, you know, she had 20 million followers on YouTube, and she quit the platform because people were saying, you know, they didn't approve of her. It's crazy, bro. But cancel culture, you know. It's, to me, it's just a way of, well, I wouldn't say it's negative all the way, because, you know, some stuff is kind of out of line. But, you know, nowadays, the crazy thing is, they're like digging up your past now. So if you did anything in your past when you were young and reckless and probably didn't think about your future or consequences because, you know, you're young and making mistakes like you're supposed to, they're going to dig that up as long as you have a Twitter or anything that has receipts of you being a quote-unquote asshole. So, you know, Kevin Hart, he got canceled for a minute. He couldn't host the Oscars because he said that he wanted to break a dollhouse over his gay son's back, which was hilarious. It was a joke. It was actually a joke from, I believe, seriously funny. If not, it was from I'm a Grown Little Man. Either way, Kevin Hart's best work in both of those. But, you know, like, it's retarded. You know, you can't even say retarded anymore, apparently, but it's retarded. You get canceled for old shit. The Baby got canceled because he did what everybody that host clubs does. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. All the ladies that wash their coochies make some noise. Single people make some noise. You know, he said, if you ain't got AIDS, make some noise. If you weren't sucking dick in the parking lot, make some noise. Like, and people took that offensively. Like, he was attacking gays. I still to this day can't really understand why it was so bad. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Let's see, the Baby. I don't even know where that was at. Most of the time, if somebody doesn't like something, they'll just call it a rant. Yep, look at that. I typed in rant, and what do you know? It came up.
You didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS, any of them deadly sexual transmitted diseases that'll make you die 2-3 weeks, put a cell phone lighting up. Lady, if your pussy smell like water, put a cell phone lighting up. Fellas.
Lights up.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking nigga dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights
up. Let's be real about this shit.
Yeah, keep it fucking real.
Some of y'all niggas suspect as a motherfucker. Let's be real.
I'm gonna address this weak ass internet.
I don't want to hear his apology. That's weird. So, you know, he was just talking. Just talking. You can hear the crowd like, like, y'all really getting offended over this? This is a rapper. This is a rapper who constantly has all kinds of crazy lyrics in his songs, and y'all want to be offended because he said, "Where are the real men that ain't sucking dick?" Like, that's wild to me. But hey, whatever. You know, it is what it is. People nowadays will get mad at you for anything. You know, pretty soon the world's gonna go crazy. You know, you're not gonna be able to do a lot of things. You know, then. It's amazing to me how much inclusion, quote unquote inclusion, is deemed necessary now, because it doesn't make sense. Now we got Disney, they just came out with the Proud Family again, and this new Proud Family, it's just got nothing but like random gay characters in it. Like, and if you see what the Baby did was he went against the alphabet community. If you go against the LGBTQIA, I didn't even know I knew the whole thing. Y'all thought I was gonna be rude. Yeah, but nah, if you go against them, it's like an automatic career like downfall. Like, you're going down. Like, it's over. And the Baby, he beat him. But I mean, they definitely went crazy on him because they had his remix taken off the radio, all that good stuff. But no, you can't go against the gays, and that's just a fact. That's not like being a bigot. That's not being rude. That's not, you know what I'm saying, like looking at it one sided. You really can't go against the gays in this new world. Like, they are the elites now. Dave Chappelle, you know, they tried to cancel Dave Chappelle. Like you said, Twitter's not a real place, so he didn't care. That's 100% fact. And he didn't get canceled because his stand-up still went up. Netflix never took it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really feel like the only person that got canceled was the baby. But fast forward, and we look at Willard Smith. Will Smith got canceled too. Or is in the midst of getting canceled, actually. Can't even say he got canceled. He's currently, like, losing all kinds of stuff right now. They're just shelving his movies, you know, and I think it's a PR stunt. I don't really think anything's going to really happen to Will Smith because it's Will Smith. Like, we're not talking about, you know, it's Will Smith. You know what I mean? Like, literally, probably one of the last global superstars. And I really do mean one of the last ones. When you really think about it, like, who is world known right now? A bunch of old people that we grew up on. All of us, all us. Look at that. You see, I say all of us like I'm a celebrity or something. But all these new people, not global phenomenon. Most of the time, you're famous off of Instagram or TikTok, or you went viral on YouTube or something. Like, there's no, there's no real quote unquote celebrities anymore. I mean, if you really think about it, like, people aren't wildly famous like that no more, man, because fame is so easy to attain now. You know what I mean? Like, you can be famous to somebody, you can be famous to 60,000 people, only 60,000 people, but to those 60,000 people, you matter. Versus in, well, let's just say 15 years ago, that would never happen. You was only famous if you were actually famous. There was no viral. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we had YouTube and MySpace, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same type of thing. Like, oh yeah, this is a YouTube guy. Spoken Reasons. You know what I mean? Like, that's a YouTube guy. We never looked at him like, man, that's a celebrity. Like, no. A YouTube guy. It's exactly how we looked at it. So, you know, it's crazy, man. Side note, I'm scrolling through this page. And the Umbrella Academy season 3, you know, they have Ellen Page on there. Well, she's Elliot Page now. I think it's funny as hell that, like, she plays a woman. I just think it's so weird that, like, Elliot came out and Elliot's still playing a woman. Like, shouldn't your character, like, transition to, I don't know. Let me stop. Whoa. But yeah, man, it's just, you know, Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, when I say these names, Dwayne Johnson, Brad Pitt, Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, those are names that you instantly get a face. As soon as I say it, y'all are like, oh, yeah, I know those people. If I say Kate Winslet, some of you might know who that is, but if I say Titanic, y'all gonna be like, oh, yeah, that girl, okay. But, you know what I'm saying, if I say Will Poulter, you're like, who? But if I tell you it's the kid with the eyebrows from We Are the Millers, you're like, oh, that guy. You know what I'm saying? Robert Downey Jr., you know that face. But I'm saying all that just to say, like, you know, Seth Rogen. These just random names that are coming to me now. But we're losing that whole big celebrity thing, you know? And, I mean, some people might look at that like it's a good thing. I don't know, man. I kind of respect, if that's even the right word, I respect the Hollywood stance, you know. I think I think that I feel like being famous was something that you earned. It was a own title, you know, like it was a mantle, you know, like. And I mean, I guess some people we shouldn't glorify it, but it's like, okay, if you're Denzel Washington, like, bro, I'm Denzel Washington. I've done this and I've done this and I've done this. You know, I've gotten an Oscar, a couple Oscars, and you know, I've earned this status of celebrity. Versus me, I make a podcast. If I went viral and I had like 2 million followers or something, like, okay, cool. But what have I actually done? You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest, man. Like, we be over here getting glorified for like bullshit. I talk on a mic. Yeah, it might be interesting and stuff. That's cool. But am I a celebrity? If I go viral tomorrow and I get a bunch of followers and stuff, yeah, cool. Like, that guy's dope. He does a podcast. Maybe he's funny. Maybe I can make some videos and go on Instagram. But at the end of the day, like, what have I done to be a quote-unquote famous celebrity? Nothing. I just talk shit on a microphone. I'm not singing. I'm not rapping. I'm talking. I write stuff. So, I mean, I guess that makes me a writer, right? I don't know. But to me, like, I haven't earned anything. I haven't earned the right to be a celebrity. You can say I'm a viral guy or I'm a YouTube sensation. Like, all that stuff is cool, but the word celebrity, we throw that around heavy as hell now, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's wild. But, you know, that's just a little tidbit there. I actually got lost. I don't even know what I was talking about now. Well, I was talking about Will Smith and losing his movies. You know, Bad Boys got shelved. He had a Netflix movie coming out that got shelved. Side note, Jurassic World Dominion's coming out. It's going to be hard. But, yeah. So, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. We all know that. Everybody's talked about it. It's probably, like, the most talked about thing in the last 2 weeks. Chris Rock didn't press charges. You know, Chris Rock has not spoke about it. He said he's not going to talk about it unless he gets paid. No, he does not mean law money. He means, like, through stand-up or through a concert. He already has a tour that he's doing, so he already has material that he's practicing. So why add to it when I already have a good show? So I understand. I'm not talking about it unless I get paid. So more than likely, he'll come out with another tour, and it'll be the slappy, silly tour, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then he'll discuss it. Talk about the whole event, blah, blah, blah. My take on the whole thing, keep your answer to yourself always, but I mean, at the end of the day, if you feel disrespected, I mean, shit, act on it. That doesn't mean that he's right, doesn't mean he's wrong. You know, Will Smith did what he felt was necessary in the moment. I don't care about the whole Jada and all that other stuff. You know, Jada's a cheater, and why is he defending her? Man, that's his marriage, bro. I don't know what they do. Your marriage ain't perfect. Ain't nobody there when you cheating on yours, but I bet you if somebody disrespected yours, you'd be mad, just like Will was. You be cheating on your girl all the time. If she defended you, you know, same thing. I mean, you know, pot kettle, man. Like, we don't know what these people's households look like on the inside. They might really have an open marriage. Now what? August Alsina, the one with the big mouth. It ain't like Jada came out saying, I'm smashing August. It was the other way around. August Alsina said something, and then they had to address it. Now, do they do too much at that red table? Of course. It's a lot of stuff that goes on. But also, there's a lot of rumors that come off of that aren't true either. You know, like, a lot of headlines be popping up on Facebook and all that kind of stuff, and people just feed into them, but there's no actual source. You know, like, it never came from Will or Jada's camp, but, you know, people just believe it because it's the headline and there's a picture, and they know that she does red table talks. They're like, oh, it's got to be true. I'm not watching the episodes, but it's got to be true. Like, it's wild. Anywho, I'm not here to talk your ear off all day. I just really wanted to get on here, pod, share my voice, let everybody know I'm alive. I'm okay. I'm not on social media, so, you know, I'm going to upload this. It'll be on Facebook. You'll see it on my Facebook, but, yeah. I just want you guys to know I'm all right, man. I'm good. Life is okay. Okay, 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 okay. I do got 3 questions. You know, answer these on your own time. The discuss it with a friend or something. I don't know. Number one, what are the most productive ways to interact with someone who has said something offensive? Explain your choices. Number two, does call out or cancel culture silence different opinions or allow more opinions to be heard? And three, what if adults took control of their feelings and didn't allow themselves to be hurt by everything? That last one's a doozy, ain't it? It's a doozy, man. I just say this. Be economic with your words. I'm an asshole. I'm pretty blunt person. Doesn't mean that I don't exercise common sense. I'm not just gonna just say crazy things all the time. I have the I can, you know, I have the power to do so, but I don't, because again, I have sense. I'm not just some asshole. But I mean, I am an asshole, but I'm not that asshole, you know. I'm not a dick, you know. But be economic with your word choices. The hardest thing that we could do is think before we speak. Everybody says it like it's easy. Think before you speak. Think before you speak. We have emotions. When you're frustrated, angry, irritable, sad, you know, it's kind of hard to think like, oh, I shouldn't say that. Like, no, man. If you're mad as hell and somebody says something, you're probably, ah, you fat bitch. Like, you gotta, you know, you try to be economic with your words, man. I really try that. And that's like my thing now. I try to take 2-3 seconds before I respond. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. It is very, 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 very hard for me. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend like this is some easy thing. It's very hard. But, you know, you got to try. But, like I said, man, I'm back. I'm in, you know, got the desk set up. We podding, baby. We podding. You know what I mean? I'm going to just leave you guys with this. It's from Alexandria. Or my bad. I'm sorry. Alexandra D. Amar. I don't know if she's a doctor or whatever. She might have just been some lady that made this quote. Who knows? But in a world where we repost moral outrage without the necessary due diligence, it's important we read between the lines before we effectively cancel someone. You know, as Charlemagne would say, you know, nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more important. Or the lie is more juicy, you know, the lie is sexy, you know, the lie is always sexy. The truth is kind of like, that's what happened, okay. So, you know, just think about it, man, before you guys get mad. And I mean, I know obviously we're just regular people, you know what I mean? We ain't canceling nobody, not most of us. People that cancel people are Twitter weirdos who probably live in basements and smell like goat cheese, but they're offended, you know. I can't believe, look, okay, so I said I was done, but I just can't believe that Amy Schumer was at the Oscars laughing, saying jokes and all this other stuff, and then had the nerve to say like, oh man, I can't believe it, I feel so way, I just I'm sickened from what I saw and all that. But you were laughing it up the whole night. It's just wild to me, man. It's wild to me. It's wild the world that we live in. It's wild that people can just change their opinions at any given time. And it's just like, okay, we'll believe them. It's crazy, man. It's not okay. Well, I'm at 34 minutes. Don't want to keep you here that long. Should have been a good drive for you. You know, easy listen. But yeah, man. Let's see here. I don't really have any current events to talk about besides that. Like I said, this was really impromptu. I just kind of woke up and was like, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. So, I didn't say my name whole time. But like I said, y'all, I'm streaming on Twitch at RadicalJack_20. My IG and stuff is still there. I'm not active on it. But you can follow me, Radical_Jack_views. It might actually just be Radical Jack's Views. I don't know anymore. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, where you go find my voice. Radical Jack's Views, always. Thanks, Smitty, for the music. I always appreciate it. Oh yeah, my boy Marcus, man, he's still doing the clothes, man. He's doing some crazy stuff now. You should see some of the outfits, man, that came up with. It's pretty dope. Got the all over prints now. Pretty dope, man. BTC apparel. Still out there, still going strong. That's about it, man. This podcast is all about, you know, Jack's Radical Views. You guys are my listeners. You're welcome. I don't have the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss it.
Speedy on the track.